Good evening and welcome. My name is Anne Umland, and I'm the curator responsible for the presentation of the Dada exhibition at MoMA, which is the third and final venue for a show that opened spectacularly in Paris last October, had its American premiere at the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., and will be on view here at the Museum of Modern Art on the sixth floor through September 11th. So I hope that everyone will have a chance to see the show. It is such a pleasure to welcome all of you here tonight to what is the first in a series of three performance events that we've scheduled in conjunction with the Dada exhibition. And I would like to take this moment to acknowledge what an absolutely terrific fun pleasure it's been to work with Laura Bayless and David Little and Adrian Sudhalter in developing a performance series, since the live art component of Dada is so crucial and yet so impossible to represent in anything but the most faint way in the galleries upstairs. So taking advantage of all of you as a captive audience, I'm going to tell you the dates of the next two performances in this series and then get on to the business at hand tonight. If you have calendars handy, on July 19th will be a series of film screenings accompanied by live music to original scores. And then in early September, the critically acclaimed avant-garde theater collaborative, the Wooster Group, will be presenting here a Dada-inspired performance on three different nights. So, but anyway, enough about what is to come. Tonight's program, Thought is Made in the Mouth, Dada Sound Poetry and Manifestos, features three distinguished poets and performers: Latasha N. Nevada Diggs, Bob Holman, and Pierre Joris, who will singly and now and then collectively perform, as listed in your programs, a series of original Dada poems and manifestos by artists such as Hugo Ball, Kurt Schwitters, and Tristan Zara. I would also encourage you to look at the insert in the program with the heading Who's Who, because each of our guests tonight has such a distinguished array, impressive list of accomplishments, but I am somehow imagining that you would rather be listening to their voices and sounds, as I would, rather than listening to me detail all the different reasons why we just are so thrilled and honored that you are here. One final remark: Pierre Joris has very kindly agreed to MC the evening, whatever the Dada definition of an MC might be, so we're all waiting for that. And I'd like to just thank all of you for being here tonight and say on with the show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mesdames, messieurs, meine Damen und Herren. If I can find my glasses, we can proceed. As a little prologue, I wanted to say that Dada too had its myth of origin. Its time was one of war, its place the neutral heart of Europe. In Zurich, then, a group of artists, poets, brought together by a flight from war and time, set up a venue of their own, the Cabaret Voltaire, and took a name at total variance with the names that came before, you know, expressionism, futurism, constructivism, orphism. Their strategy was what a later poet, Ed Sanders, would call a total assault on the culture. Or in the words of one of their own, Richard Hülsenbeck, the liberation of the creative forces from the tutelage of the advocates of power. From Zurich, the movement dispersed to Germany and France and elsewhere, the first international and generational outcry by means of art and at the same time making art, with capitals, its central target. The official German version lurched towards the leftist politics, while the French, holding the center of European modernism, turned Dada into surrealism in 1924 and brought the movement to an end. That's the French for you. With that turning came a realignment with art, or an attempt to conquer art's domain, a sense that Dada qua surrealism, like Dada qua Bolshevism in Berlin, was itself a solution rather than a challenge to all possible solutions, Dada included. But a surrealist accommodation, if it was that, was mild compared to other attempts to rein in the revolutionary nature of the new poetry and art in favor of a middle ground and fashionable modernism. Through all of which, Dada remained a lurking presence, erupting from then to now in a string of neo-Dadaism. Like Futurism and Surrealism, the movement also had worldwide implications. And there's no other way to start with Dada than to start with a man called Sammy Rosenstock. He was born in Monesti, Romania in 1896 and died in Paris in 1963. And his name, under which you know him better, is of course Tristan Tzara, who at 19 was the movement's principal poet, publicist, and manifesto writer, and is linked to the Dada poets of Paris, some of whom would be in turn the founding fathers of Surrealism. He can also be seen as the forerunner of ethnopoetics via his Poème Nègre, translations and adaptations of a range of African materials. In one of his many manifestos and anti-manifesto manifestos, Tzara writes, "You are mistaken if you take Dada for a modern school or as a reaction against the schools of today. Dada is not at all modern. It is more in the nature of an almost Buddhist religion of indifference. The true Dadas are against Dada." Which was Tzara's way of proclaiming Dada's postmodernity, not as chronology, but as an irritation, a disgust with solutions altogether. No more solutions, no more words, and with prescriptions, old or new, for making art. It is important to remember that at the heart of Dada was a pullback from the absolute, from closed solutions based on single means. Not a question of technique then, but of a way of being, a state of mind, of spirit, a stance towards reality. The first words at Tzara's here, his description of Zurich, the Zurich Chronicle, February 1916. "In the most obscure of streets, in the shadow of architectural ribs, where you will find discreet detectives amid red street lamps, birth of the Cabaret Voltaire, poster by Slotky, Wood, Woman and Co., Heart Muscles, Cabaret Voltaire and Pains, Red Lambs, Overture, Piano, Ball Reeds, Tipperary Piano, Under the Bridges of Paris." Tzara quickly translates a few poems aloud. Madame Hemmings, Silence, Music, Declaration, that's all. On the walls, Van Rees and Arp, Picasso and Egerling, Segal and Janco, Slotky, Nadelmann, Colored Papers, Ascendancy of the New Art, Abstract Art and Geographic Futurist Map Poems, Marinetti, Kangiulu, Bozzi, Cabaret Voltaire, Music, Singing, Recitation Every Night, The People, The New Art, Greatest Art for the People, Van Hoddis, Ben, Tress, Balalaika, Russian Night, French Night, Personages in One Edition Appear, Recite or Commit Suicide, Bustle and Stir, The Joy of the People, Cries, The Cosmopolitan Mixture of God and Brothel, The Crystal and the Fairest Woman in the World, Sous les Ponts de Paris,
Da man, if esto
thought is made in the mouth. You don't think of it until you rap it out. You gotta rap till everything gets said. You gotta rap. Are you living in your head? Pondering, wandering, floundering, aroundering. Communicate, reciprocate, conversate, don't hesitate. In the beginning was
da man. If
esto. To launch a manifesto, you gotta want A, B, and C. And fulminate against 1, 2, and 3. You gotta work yourself up and sharpen your wings. You gotta got to conquer and circulate and lower and uppercase A, B, A, B, C. Sign, shout, swear. Organize, disorganize. Absolute, irrefute, obvious, inobvious, preserve its way. Its latent apparition of a harlot proves the essence of God. His audience, his evidence, his existence, already been indubitably chaotic. The love of novelty is a pleasant sort of cross. It's evidence of a naive, don't give a damn attitude. It's a passing, a positive sign. It's the evidence of a don't give a damn attitude. Hey, this need is out of date. This need is out of date. Hi there, sweetie. At the lighted crossroads, alert, attentive, lying in wait for years. I'm writing a manifesto. There's nothing I want. And yet I'm saying certain things, and in principle, I am against manifestos. Yeah. I am against manifestos. Yeah. Morals have given rise to clarity and pity. Two dumplings have grown like elephants. Goodness is lucid, clear, and resolute, and endless, endless towards the stage. Compromise, politics, why shoot my mouth? Da-da, da-da, every product of disgust. Da-da, every acquaintance with every step. Da-da. Every knowledge without a battle, da-da, the abolition of profits, da-da, abolition of the future, da-da, absolute and indisputable belief in every God that is an immediate product of spontaneity, da-da, the elegant and unprejudiced leap from one harmony to another sphere, da-da, the trajectory of a word, a cry thrown into the air like an acoustic disc, da-da, to respect all individualities in their folly of the moment, whether serious, fearful, timid, ardent, vigorous, decided, or enthusiastic, da-da, to strip one's church of every useless and unwieldy accessory, da-da, to spew out like a luminous cascade any offensive or loving thought, da-da, cherish it with insects of the blue-blooded, da-da, 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 the roar of contorted pain, the interweaving of the contraries and all contradictions. Hey! Freaks and irrelevancies, life.
We'll come back to Tristan. Now here is Hugo Ball, born 1886 in Firmasens, Germany, died 1927 in Sant'Abbondio, Switzerland. A ferocious reader and investigator of philosophy, anarchy, psychoanalysis, mysticism, he provided the Dada movement in Zurich with the philosophical roots of its revolt. From 1910 to 13, he worked in a theater. He contributed at that time to expressionist journals. In mid-1915, he and Emmy Hennings, the cabaret singer he was to marry, left Berlin for Zurich, where in 1916 they opened the Cabaret Voltaire and created the first Dada magazine with which it shared its name. He advocated the intentional destruction and clearing away of the rationalized language of modernity that had led, he wrote, to the agony and death throes of his age. His poetry was an attempt to return to the innermost alchemy of the word in order to discover or to found a new language untainted by convention. He claimed, in a Dada act that turned into a kind of mystic seizure, to have invented a new poetry without words, but fled Zurich shortly thereafter at odds with Sarah in regard to the aims of the Dada movement. In May 1917, and after a couple of years in Bern writing on politics and specifically on Bakunin, he went to live out his life in the Swiss mountains as a kind of Catholic Dada saint. From one of his pieces, Flight Out of Time, is a theoretical piece. I have invented a new species of poetry, verse without words, or sound poems, in which the balance of the vowels is calculated and distributed purely according to the tonal values of the opening sequence. Tonight, I gave a public reading of the first of these poems. I had made myself a special costume for the occasion, and I wish I could have worn it tonight. My legs were in a shiny blue cylinder made out of cardboard, which reached up to my hips so that I looked like an obelisk. Over it, I wore a huge coat collar cut out of cardboard, scarlet on the inside and gold on the outside. It was tied around the neck in such a way that I could make it move like wings by raising or lowering my elbows. I also wore a tall, cylindrical, blue and white striped shaman's hat. I had surrounded the stage with music stands on the three sides facing the audience and had set up my marked-up manuscripts on them, moving as I read from one to the other. Sarah knew what was up, and the whole event had the feeling and excitement of a genuine premiere. Once in my costume, I was unable to walk and had to be carried on stage in the dark, where I started slowly and solemnly, Gajibiribimba. The inflections became heavier, the stresses increased as the consonants grew louder and sharper. I soon noticed that if I wanted to keep a straight face, and I wanted to do that at all costs, my means of expression would be no match for the pomp of my staging. Afraid of a failure, I concentrated all the more intensely. I had finished Labada's chant to the clouds on the stand to the right and the elephant caravan on the stand to the left, and I now turned towards the stand in the center, all the while beating my wings energetically. The heavy series of vowels and the dragging rhythm of the elephants were leading towards a final climax. But how would I bring it off? That was when I noticed that my voice, as if it had no choice, was taking on the cadence of a priestly lamentation, like the chanting of a mass in Catholic churches east and west. I don't know how the idea came to me, but I started to chant the vowel sequences like church recitatives, while I did my best not just to look, but truly to be serious. For a brief moment, it felt as if my cubist costume was harboring the partly frightened, partly eager face of a 10-year-old who listens breathless to the priest's words in the requiems and high masses of his village church. And then the lights went out, and I was carried off the stage, my body bathed in sweat and like a magic bishop. Cats and Peacocks, Nevada, Latasha.
Baumba sumbi ninga glota Baumba sumbi ninga glota Sui papa sumbi papa lota papa Baumba halja fi Baumba, zum Beginning Anglota. Baumba, zum Beginning Anglota. Sushi, Ninga, bum, 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 ja. Sumbi, halja, hamja. Golja, bedem, ma, ma. Bahia po ma ma mea opa mnjimba pa opa baungo zumbia ninga glopalo 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 baungo zumbugi ninga glopalo Bao upa sumburi ninga glofa.
More Hugo Ball. Seahorses and flying fish.
Seepferdchen und Flügfische. Tresli Besli ne Bogen Leila. Luschkata. Balubasch.
Sack, hittisup. Sack, hittisup.
Seahorses and flying fish. Hitty zop. Hitty zop. Hitty zop.
More Hugo Ball by Latasha.
Through. Through the slits of my eyes. A perambulator passes through the slits of my eyes. Walks a man with a bottle. A tree clump turns into a cluster of snakes and hisses heavenwards. A stone makes a speech. Trees and green brands escape in islands a swaying and a shell tinkling. A fish heads on the floor of the ocean. My legs stretch out right to the horizon. A carriage bangs away over there. My boots saw on the horizon like the towers of a sinking tower. Oh, I am the giant Goliath. I digest goat cheese, I am the mammoth's cloud. Grass, green, grass, bugs. Snuffle me, grass, spans, green sabers and bridges and rainbows over my belly, my belly, my belly, 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 belly. My ears a giant pink shell open wide. My body swells with the sounds that are trapped in it. I hear the bleeding of great pan. I hear the beryllium music on the sun. It stands on the left. It whisplash beryllium into the world's night. When it falls, it will crash the town and the church towers and all the front gardens full of crocus and hyacinth. Then we'll blend like the tin of children's trumpets. But in the air, there is a counterblowing of crimson and a yellow and bottled green. Swings that orange and fierce, folds and holds and long threads. And there is a singing from birds that hover over branches. Fragile, brilliant. Fencing of children's banners. Tomorrow the sun will be loaded.
Here, like, no, I see, but we're getting in, and I'll get our small little sweat. More Hugo Ball. Gaji.
Gaji.
Berry.
Berry.
Bimba.
Gaji Berry Bimba.
Gaji Berry Bimba.
Gaji Berry Bimba.
Landriri.
Landriri.
Laula. Lani.
Tadori.
Gajama. Grama. Grama. Berida. Bimba. Landriri. Galassa.
Gori.
Gaji Berry Bimba. Glassa. Glassa.
Gaji Berry Bimba. Laula.
Lani. Tadorso. Soso. Bim. Gajama. Chofum.
Rangiro.
Sonsala.
Velo
da bang bang afalo por zamei afalo por zamei plengado tor
rabim gaga
viola
gaga
laxato
viola
is
zembrabe
afalo
viola uli paluji malu tufum m zebrabim negramei bumbalo negramei bumbalo tufum izim Gajama bimbala, oh beri gajama gaga de gajama afalo pinks gaga di bambalo bambalo gajamen gaga di bling blong gaga blong.
They like that one.
And now three versions, solo, of one of Ball's famous sound poems called Caravane. Natasha?
Jolly fan to bam blam, or fali blam blam, gosso gin habla, orim, egaga gorumen, ego bloco blusula, oju olaka, olala, olala. Allo go bong, blanco pung, blanco pung. Basso pataka, oh, 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 scampa. Wola usa olopo, hejtanta korem, eshinge, zumbanda, ulumbo, subundu, uluwu, subundu. Tumba, tumba, ba, umf, tumba, tumba, ba, umf, ba, umf.
Caravana. Jolly fanto bambla, oh fali bambla, grossi gam fa, habla horem, egiga coranem, higo, bloico, rusula, uju, holaka, holala, anlogo bung, blago bung,
Boso Fataka. Champabula Wissa Olobo. Hish Tatakorem Eshige Zunbada Wulubu Subudu Ulubu Subudu Tumba Baumf Kusa Gauma Baumf.
Caravan. Jolly Fanto, Bambla.
Oh, Fally Bambla. Grosica Mpfa, Hebla Horem. Egiji Goramin. Higo, Bloiko, Rusla Huju. Holika Holala, Analog Bung, Blago Bung, Blago Bung, Baso Fataka. Shampawula, Wasa Obo, Hesh Tata Gorum, Ashiga Zunbada, Wulubu Subudu, Alulu Subudu, Tumba Baumph, Baumph, Boomph.
Brooklyn Dada. Now back to Sammy Rosenstock. From Dada Manifesto on Feeble and Bitter Love. 1. Preamble equals Sardanapalus. 1 equals suitcase. Woman equals women. Trousers equal water. If equals mustache. 2 equals 3. Stick equals perhaps. After equals sight reading. Irritant equals emerald. Vice equals screw. October equals periscope. Nerve equals. Or all this together in any old savory, soapy, brusque, or definite order, drawn by lot, is alive. It is thus that over and above the vigilant spirit of the clergyman built at the corner of every road, be it animal, vegetable, imaginable, or organic, everything is the same as everything that is not the same. Even if I didn't believe it, it's the truth of the fact that I've put it on paper, because it's a lie that I have fixed like a butterfly on a hat. Lies circulate. Welcome, Mr. Opportune and Mr. Convenient. I arrest them. They're turning into the truth. Thus, Dada takes on the job of the two-wheeled corpse and of undercover morality. Everyone, at a certain moment, was sound in mind and body. Repeat this 30 times. I consider myself very likable, Tristan Tzara. 2. A manifesto is a communication made to the whole world whose only pretension is to the discovery of an instant cure for political, astronomical, artistic, parliamentary, agronomical, and literary syphilis. It may be pleasant and good-natured. It's always right. It's strong, vigorous, and logical. Apropos of logic, I consider myself very likable, Tristan Tzara. Natasha.
Howl, 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 howl.
Where we are, the flowers in our clocks.
How up
the feathers ring the lights. The desert soften morning cows. Soft lilies. Oh, my son, we are always brought down by the color of the wall. It's blue. subways and astronomy. We are too thin. We have our mouths, our legs are stiffened, not together. Faces shapeless like the stars, dull crystal parts, a flowchart, the circle insane, the zigzags crackle, telephone denial, the wires liquefy, the arc to clamp astral memory. No word, it's double food, like raw flesh, hunger, fire, blood.
Forgot to ask Allen Ginsberg if he'd read the Tristan Tzara poem that has howl 60 times written on the page.
He translated this Boxcars.
Oh, does he? Mm-hmm. And now on to Richard Hülsenbeck, born in Dortmund in 1892, went to study medicine, then literature in Munich, where he met Hugo Ball, who became the decisive influence on his development. After being released from the German army, he grew increasingly anti-war, and with Ball organized a range of protests in Berlin in 1915. He joined the Dada group in Zurich in 1916. When Hülsenbeck performed, he adopted a very aggressive posture, Ball saying he would prefer to drum literature into the ground, reciting his poems, or as Marcel Janco says, as if they were insults. He returned to Germany in 1917, bringing Dada activities to Berlin, where he also became the first Dada anthologizer and historian. He started practicing medicine in 1920, and in the 30s, to escape the Nazis, moved to New York, where he practiced medicine and psychiatry in Long Island. He died, however, in Switzerland in 1974. From Hülsenbeck, We hardly had gotten the man's pants down, and he stood there, stripped to his nuts, amazed at all the rapture, and he said, turning red, "How dare you?" And we said, "Where there's a will, there's a way, and the only virtue is know-how, if you only look at it right." And the man said, "That's a pretty good one," and everyone shook everyone else's hand. That was the time when the sing-song of the belts was deluding the sinners, and they stepped from the house, discarding their glasses, and they threw away their crutches. And when the crutches were thrown, they threw away their rags, the rose-colored and most certainly the lilac-colored neckties. And when the lilac-colored neckties were most positively thrown away, they threw themselves away. And throwing themselves away, they threw themselves forward. And we met them in the market, where the flag was saluting the Kaiser. The Kaiser was only a young man, and he had the world on a string, and he wore the imperial orb as a jockstrap, like the upright man that he was. And he said he was as upright as he could possibly be, and he raised the imperial orb, which we call the imperial apple, and he pulled it right up towards the Adam's apple of the great German nation. And the great German nation threw apples at him, and everyone rejoiced in everyone else's apples. And the man, when we had gotten his pants down, stood there and considered his fate. "The air is heavy with sulfur," he said, "and the rivers are slithering out towards the horizon, and the houses are parched by the sun and the wind, and people are crowding together like frogs in a puddle, and everyone's crowding with everyone else." And we took hold of freedom, and we reasoned with her, while the boys hung around and lamented the general lot of mankind. And a woman pulled rolls from her bread box, and she said, "Aha!" And everyone answered, "Aha!" That was the time when the years grew silver and black in the glow of infinity, and the infrared lights were all fading, and the song of the stars no longer was heard. Bob?
Could we take out all the lights in the universe, please? including stage lights and the house lights and the lights upstairs and the street lights in New York City. Everything like BO, blackout. Including all the lights that ever existed. And the stage lights. And my brain. To Ludwig the Cocotte. Your leg hangs over me like a crescent moon, all clear. Your breasts breathe two small animals behind the most exquisite Brussels lace. Hey, garçon, café au lait, le matin, please, and a glass of glass. Basically, you are all like your sisters, who, with bobbing bellies, creep along the sewers, anxiously listening for the vice squad whistle and meat-eating pimps, the cattle dealer whose pants and alligator leather wallet you stole last night has taught me everything about your soul. Hey, old pig, you turned 50, but the high school kids are still dreaming of you lots, you betcha. They dream you approach silently with your elastic cane, teaching their arses what their heart desires. Hey, you old lechers, you white slave traders, you gypsies, hotel thieves, pray, pray, if you feel like it. Or drink yourself stinko up the houses, bust open the gutter, let the fire department thunder flush the rivers out there. Sleep, old scum. I walk towards you, bottle in arm, you crazy specter. Is it you again? Delicious pig, has the surgeon spied your belly yet? Shrapnel brandish torch and chloroform. Da-da! Da-da! Only you are alive, sweet love.
Let there be light.
Light, light.
Licht, mehr Licht.
Licht, Licht.
Mehr. Natasha, more Hülsenbeck.
Can we go back to one now? Thank you.
Up, up. Up, up rose the Dada Sophia from the Dada Meglo toilet.
Seat and made the following speech. I am the Dada Sophia from the beginning to the end. I hold a whiskey bottle in my left hand and an eraser in my right hand. Nobody's got anything on me. The letters dance out of my ears and my belly makes waves to the beat of the Hoffenfrickburger march. I crack my whip from east to west. And the young lice I wish so well shout for joy on my fingers. My head's in the Nile and my legs chop open the Arctic Ocean, but nobody knows what that's good for. Look at the white steam spreading from my nostrils to cover the earth. See the shadow cast by my lips. I am the young moon waiting in waters as the train departs. I am the calf that climbs up the rain. Gutters and drills step. Yes, yes, y'all, that makes you marvel your earthly louts and blood worms that make you rub your nose and the petroleum tank. But that's not the last we've heard of that. Somebody came with an accordion and played for the elephant dance. I am the meteorite jumping out of the nipples of the moon. I am the cylindrical gabble mounted by John Hartfield. Hey, you underground workers and knackers, opening your bellies wide and trample the hair under your feet. Judgment Day has begun, the great day of reckoning.
Hans Arp, also known as Jean Arp, because he was born in Strasbourg in 1886, and in Strasbourg they speak both languages. It is the Alsace-Lorraine, and I was born in Strasbourg too. And he died in Basel in 1966. I did not. Although primarily known as a visual artist, whose early collage collaborations with Sophie Teuber can be seen as investigations in the spirit of Dada, of unconventional and chance-generated materials, he, after the war, formed the Dada Collaborative in Cologne with Johannes Bargeld and Max Ernst, and he contributed a lot of writing to Ernst's collages. Later on, he joined the Paris Dada movement. Here is a Hans Arp poem. Kasper is dead. Alas, our good Kasper is dead. Who will bury a burning flag in the wings of the clouds? Who will pull black wool over our eyes day by day? Who will turn the coffee mills into primal barrel? Who will lure the idyllic roe from his petrified paper bag? Who will sneeze ocean liners, umbrellas, wind udders, beekeepers, spindles of ozone? Who will pick clean the pyramid's bones? Alas, 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 our good Kasper is dead. Holy Saint Pong, Kasper is dead. The clappers raise heart-rending echoes of sorrow in the barns of the bells when we murmur his name. Therefore, I will only sigh out his surname. Kasper, 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 why hast thou forsaken us? In what shape has thy lovely great soul taken flight? Hast thou changed to a star or a chain made of water in a tropical whirlwind, or a teat of black light, or a transparent brick in a drum that howls for its craggy existence? Now the soles of our feet and the crowns of our heads have dried up, and the fairies are lying half-charred on the funeral piles. Now the black bowling alleys thunder in back of the sun, and no one is setting a compass or spinning the wheelbarrow's wheels. Who will eat with the phosphorized rat on the lonely, barefooted table? Who will chase the sirococo devil that's trying to lead off our horses? Who will decipher the monogram scratched on the stars? His bust shall adorn the mantles of people ennobled by truth, though it leaves but small comfort or snuff for his death's head.
Bob? Can we pump up the reverb on this one, please? From the cloud pump. Laughing animals foam out of iron pots. The cloud rollers drive the animals out of their heads. Kernels and stones in horseshoes rise up from old stones. Stones quiet as a mouse trotting through the branches and fishbones of trees. Pierce the snowballs on chairs. Kings gallop in the mountains and preach the December horn. Lower the straw bridges. Mail iron letters. Noiseless, easily heard, in the ice bottle the turtle doves freeze. In January, graphite snows into the coat's skin. In February, bouquet of chalk white light and white stars appears. In March, the destroying angel is in heat, and the tiles and butterflies flutter by, and the stars rock in their rings, and the catch wind flowers rattle, and their chains, and the princesses sing in their fog pots who chase on little fingers and wings the morning winds.
Her bare feet tell the neurasthetic, fake mustaches on that ostrich tell
made
the
in
neurasthetic.
USA. The fake cold mustaches bird tells the monocle,
her bare feet
mouth
got made
no
in
lips.
USA.
I'll keep myself
the monocle,
her bare feet
myself
I'll
keep
myself
the monocle,
her bare feet
myself
I'll
keep
myself
the
monocle, her
bare feet myself
I am his boss.
I am his boss.
Where are we? Yes, yes. Francis. Francis Picabia, born Paris 1879, died Paris 1953, a faithful Parisian, was from early on intent on becoming a painter and experimented from 1909 to 12 with various forms of cubism, fauvism, and orphism. Independently wealthy, Picabia was able to move more or less at will between France and the U.S. during the period before and after World War I. Present at the 1913 Armory Show and close to Stieglitz and the Letters 291 Gallery, he created the magazine 391 in Barcelona in 1917, which he used as a showcase for his writings, poetry, and critical works, and joined Zurich Dada in 1919, collaborating with Tristan Tzara on Dada 4-5 before returning to Paris to become one of Dada's leading protagonists. He gradually grew disenchanted with the quarrels between Tzara and Breton and published a series of renunciations of the movement in 21 and 22, which of course makes him extremely Dada by renouncing Dada. Francis Picabia, spermal chimney, haunch under the whip of douches in the slime. No, no, behind the curtain in the women's convent, the body's symbolic golden creams dribble across atop their buttocks. Oh, Jesus, my kingpin of astronomy, his heart is chiseled in over his tit like a ruby in the public pawn shop, gobbles his blood-red orange down. Fantastic priests like sexual desserts. Your well-heeled clientele laces its human boots. My penis, in the shape of my own heart, rests on the pillows. To fondle it, some kind of sickness. But you'll be lining up for more soon, won't you? A naked man is never poor, all the more so if he sweetly loses sleep. You've got to bounce, my honey. Give your son a bang. Onanism is pure semiotics. Oh, Joan of Arc, my murky ink bottle, I really want to tease you, reader, but not too much. I never saw a bunch of women underneath the bed could tuck their legs between their breasts. I'm begging you to let it be. I want you to ungirt your literarily, pathetically cock-teasing loins so I can whip some feeling into them. I'm panting underneath the covers. I'm snuffing out the cat that's wrapped around my hand. I really don't know why the scenery is like garbage. I kiss your mouth while vomiting. Death ought to be exquisite. I only drag it out. More Tristan Tzara. Bob.
Dada is our intensity. It sets with inconsequential bayonets the Sumatran head of the German baby. Dada is life without slippers or parallels. It is against and for unity and definitely against the future. We know wisely that our brains will become downy pillows. We are circus managers and we whistle through the wind at the fairs, through the convents, brothels, theaters, realities, sentiments, restaurants, ohi, ho-ho, bang-bang. We declare that automobiles are a sentiment that have cuddled us enough in the slowness of their abstractions like ocean liners, ruckuses, ideas. Dada exists for no one, and we want everybody's got to understand that. That is the Dada balcony, I assure you that, from which you can hear the military marches and come down slicing the air like a seraphim in a public bath to piss and understand the parable. Dada is neither folly, wisdom, irony. Look at me, friendly bourgeoisie. Art is a shell game. The children assembled words with a ring at the end, like a merry-go-round. Then they cried. They shrieked the verse. They decked it out in doll shoes, and the verse became a queen, and the queen died a little, and the queen became a whale, and the children all ran till their breaths did fail. Ha, ha, ha. But we, Dada, do not agree, Dada, with them, because art is not serious, I assure you. And if we show the crime to, say, learnedly, ventilator, it's to please you, good listeners. It's to please you, good listeners.
Dada, I love you. Dada, I love you. Good listeners, I love you so much. I assure you, I adore you.
That was Bob Sarah. Sammy. On to Marcel Duchamp. We all know. You've probably, some of you have seen him play chess in Washington Square Park in the early 60s still. He died in 68 in Neuilly, was born in 87 in Blanville, and said, "It's always the others who die." A major force in the reinvestigation of artistic and poetic categories, opening an era of poetic experience in which chance and a concrete thing constitute a poetry that you can pick up in your own hand or repulse with a kick. That's Georges Huguenet. As a progenitor of what would later be known as chance composition, found poetry and art, intermedia and conceptual art, he said, to put painting once again at the service of mind. His work early showed a strong verbal side. Wordplay and punning appear both in his titles and in his writings under the name Rose, c'est la vie, which is, of course, Eros, c'est la vie. While he did give up painting after 1920, he remained an artist and poet and a major influence on many areas of creativity throughout the world. His two great erotic works, the early Large Glass and the posthumously shown Étant donné, abridged by the verbal materials and notes which he began to write in 1912. Duchamp first came to New York in 1915, 2 years after his Nude Ascending a Staircase rocked the Armory Show, where he was the principal proponent of an emerging New York Dada. Here's a text by Duchamp. Speculations. Can one make works which are not works of art? The question of shop windows. Submit to the interrogation of shop windows, the insisting of the shop window proof of the existence of the exterior world. When one submits to the examination of the shop window, one pronounces also one's own sentence. In effect, the choices come and go. From the demand of shop windows, from the inevitable response to shop windows, the decision of choice is concluded. No stubbornness, no absurdity. To hide the coition through a window glass with one or many objects of the shop window. The task consists in breaking the glass and in ruining it as soon as possession is consummated. QED. Back to Tristan, Sarah, Natasha.
Go on, Pukatea, cowboy.
Tristan Sarah's death chant. I wanted to do a tiny pitch here. A lot of the texts that I'm using are based on a collaboration, and actually a lot of the translations are also by my old collaborator, Jerome Rothenberg, the great Bronx and New York Dada man living in California, or he would be here tonight. Not the next one. The next one is the Baroness Else von Freytag-Loringhofen, born Else Plutz in Schweinemünde in 1874. She went away to Berlin at the age of 18, worked as a chorus girl, studied acting and art, and taking a vast series of lovers. She found her way to New York in 1913, where she married the Freiherr von Freytag Loringhofen, thus her moniker, who would commit suicide after the war. The Baroness became well known in Greenwich Village for what she called her fantastic, fanciful clothes. Wearing a coal scuttle or waste paper basket as hat, she ornated her dresses with objects or materials found on the street or stolen from Woolworth. Often arrested for bathing in public fountains, she was notorious for her lewd assaults on male American poets. One Saturday, William Carlos Williams ventured into town, probably looking for some lewd adventure, and the Baroness chased after him, saying, "Let me give you the gift of syphilis." And Williams ran all the way back to Jersey, to Flossie. She created many Dada objects and poems and acted in a movie by Duchamp, returned to Germany, where she was destitute in Berlin, and her good friends Juna Barnes and Peggy Guggenheim finally got her an apartment in Paris, where, unhappily, she died in 1927 when the gas was left on in her flat. Here is a poem by the Baroness. Affectionate. Wheels are growing on rose bushes, gray and affectionate. Oh, Jonathan, Jonathan, dear, did some swallow Prendergast silver heels, be drunk forever and more with lemon appendicitis? Second poem, Holy Skirts. Thought about holy skirts to tune of wheels are growing on rose bushes, beneath immovable, carved skirt of forbidding sexlessness, over pavement shoving, gliding, nuns have wheels. Undisputably, since beneath skirts they are not human, kept carefully empty cars running over religious track, local, express, according to velocity of holiness through pious steam, up to heaven. What for? What do they unload there? Why do they run? Senseless, wicked expense on earth's provisions, pious idleness, all idleness unless idleness before action, idleness of youth. Start action upstairs. He? How able to do that, all of sudden, when on earth, machinery insufficient, weak, unable to carry, virtuous? Virtue, stagnation. Stagnation, absent contents, lifeblood, courage, action, action! Why here? What here for? To good? Ah! Hurry, speed up, run amok, jump, beat it, farewell, fare thee well, goodbye, bye, ah, bye-bye. We of this earth, like this earth, make heaven here, take steps here, to possess bearing hereafter dignity, that we know how to enter reception room, drawing room, banquet hall of abysmal serious jester, whimsical serene power, poke ribs, old son of gun, old acquaintance, kiss, knees, toes, home, our home, we are home. After, smiling grim battle, laughter, excitement, swordplay, sweat, blood, after accomplishing what sent for to accomplish, children of his loin, power of power. And after the Baroness, we will move on to one of the absolute key figures in my own pantheon, Kurt Schwitter, whose real name was Kurt Schwitters. In the myth, we see him as the Dada artist, founding his own movement in the world of art, lugging his art from place to place, victim of a politics and life he can't control. His center is Hannover, and the center is his house, inside of which he builds a column, a sculptural collage he calls a monument to Dada, or again, cathedral of erotic misery. The column's growing, it's pushing through the ceiling, it spreads in all directions, grafting itself on adjacent rooms, breaking through walls and partitions until it seems to fill the world. But it's not enough. The world is bigger. In 1936, he leaves it, his first flight from the terror of the total state, and makes his way to Norway, where he starts to build again. And again in 1940, Now he is Charles Olson's man with his house on his head. The darkness surrounds him and he sails for England, only to get thrown in prison there, a German alien in wartime. He stops writing, even stops speaking German. Given some food, a place to sleep, and lots of garbage for his art, he says, he stays in prison for a year. Then on release, out in the British countryside, starts building it again. At his death in 1947, the house in Hanover has been destroyed by bombs. The one in England stands unfinished. In 1951, the house in Norway disappears in flames. One of Schwitters' best-known poems from the early 20s, 1919.
Anna Blossom has Anna wheels.
Blume. Oh, du geliebte meiner 27 Sinne, ich liebe dich. Du deiner, dich dir, ich dir, du mir,
thou mine.
Wir, we, das gehört beiläufig nicht hierher.
Not here.
Wer bist du?
Where
ungezähltes Frauenzimmer. Du bist,
woman,
bist du.
Thou art thou.
Die Leute People sagen, say, du wärst. Was sie sagen, sie wissen nicht, wie der Kirchturm steht.
Stands.
Du trägst
thou
den Hut auf deinen Füßen und wanderst auf die Hände. Auf den Händen wanderst du. Hallo, deine roten
thou.
Kleider
oh,
in weiße Falten zersägt.
Clashed in white folds.
Rot liebe ich Anna
red,
Blume.
I love Anna Blossom.
Rot liebe ich dir.
I love thine.
Du deiner, dich dir, ich dir, du mir, wir. Das gehört beiläufig in die kalte Glut. Anna Blume, rote Anna Blume.
Wie sagen die Leute?
Preisfrage.
Eins.
Anna Blume hat ein Vogel. Zwei.
Anna Blume ist
rot.
Number three.
Number
three.
Welche Farbe hat der Vogel?
Blue
Blau ist die Farbe deines gelben Haares. Rot ist die Farbe deines grünen Vogels. Du schlichtes Mädchen im Alltagskleid. Du liebes grünes Tier. Ich liebe dich. Du deiner, dich, dir. Ich dir, du mir, dir. Das gehört beiläufig in die Blütenkiste.
Anna Blossom. Anna.
Anna Blume. Anna. A. N. N. A. Ich träufle deinen Namen. Dein Name tropft
like
wie weiches Rindertalk. Weißt
dost
du es, Anna? Weißt du es schon? Man kann dich auch von hinten lesen. Und du... Du
thou,
herrlichste von
allen, all,
du bist von hinten
back,
wie von vorne.
From the front.
A, N, N, A. Rindertalk träufelt Streicheln über meinen
Anna
Rücken.
Blossom,
Anna Blume,
Anna Blossom,
du tropfest
tief. Animal.
Ich
I
liebe dich. Raoul Hausmann, born in Vienna, 86, died in Limoges, 71. In Berlin, since he was five, he met Johannes Bader and Elfriede Schäfer, who would become his wife while studying art. Then he had an encounter and a relation with Hannah Hirsch, which led to important collaborations. He worked in connection with Herwarth Walden's Sturm Gallery and started to publish polemic texts and essays. The notion of destruction as an act of creation that would ultimately lead to the birth of a needed new man was the point of departure for Hausmann's Dada Sophie, his theoretical contribution to Berlin Dada. As Dada Zoff and co-founder of Berlin Dada, he wrote several texts, including the Dadaist Manifesto with Hulzenbeck, played a central role in organizing Dada events and a number of Europe-wide Dada tours. His contributions were purposefully eclectic, consistently blurring the boundaries between visual art, poetry, music, and dance. His optophonetic poems of early 1918 fused lyrical text with expressive typography, insisting on the role of language as both visual and acoustic. Hear now interpretations of two of his poster poems from 1918.
Okay, this poem reminds me a lot of Ted Berrigan's poem, LGTTH. You guys know that one? Let's go to the hop. This is the poem that's on the cover of the program. So I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity for us to create it. So let me give you a few rules about Dada, Anti-Dada, and Anti-Dada, Anti. And that is, number one, be loud. Okay? So that's about it. And are we ready? Everybody got enough light and everything to read this poem? Don't forget the hand gesture. Commas, very important. I won't give you any more hints. Okay? Here we go.
All those who did not participate are condemned to walk three times more through the Dada exhibition. Accelerate the proceedings, and I will cut the talk out. Intro to Theo van Doesburg. He was the great Dutch Dadaist. Check him out. Here's a poem of his called Still Life, the Table. Chaos all muddled up, a glass of tea, some cups, some pots, and get a fresh look at what's lying there. This is the shadow of a candlestick, a piece of paper and a can in blue, green, brown, black, white, and copper. An ashtray with a pipe stem and a very heavy book in blue and yellow with something that looks brown inside a black can. And the candle there, the light, and the mist around them and they glow. Some spoon, something that's gleaming on the gold rim of the cups. And there's another piece of paper, courant, on which lies a red match, a couple of blue pamphlets, a little piece of string atop a small red box. And then the cloth, the gold cloth, half a chair there in the mist, a little first to the left, a little further back. And how the yellow cloth becomes green-gray and that much softer. And then here, and here, here is on the paper, Gary Schweider, two black nails, one that looks real and one a silhouette, my hand, a hill with murky caves in which a rafter lies between two clumps of clay, wedged tight. Georges Ribon de Seine, one of the marvelous French Dadaists, who went on writing way beyond Dada. Here are a few short takes from his work called Artichokes. Dada, having only a few years or months or days to live, looks for a lawyer to draw up its last will and testament. Dada mathematics have been totally neglected. Up until now, the study of number has been completely stupefying. Stupidity is the Saturnism of the mathematician. There's also something nobody knows as yet, Dadaism. But Dada has teeth all the way down to its toes. Dada doubts everything. They say that too constitutes a principle. No doubt is not in principio, but even if it were thus, if Dada believed doubt, exactly that would prove that there is no principle. Dada, oh Dada, what kind of a figure do you cut? So sad, so gay. Look at yourself in a mirror. No, no, don't look at yourself. And now we come, and I will not say anything about him because you know it all, André Breton. He was a Dadaist, but he was also the funeral director of Dada because he wanted to found surrealism. He, bad boy. Here is a little Dada poem of his. The mystery corset, my darling lady readers, from having seen them in all colors, splendid postcards with light effects. Venice. Once upon a time, the furnishings of my room were solidly fixed on the walls, and I had myself tied down to write, seasickness does not bother me. We belong to a kind of sentimental touring club, a castle in place of the head. It is also the charity bazaar. Fun games for all ages, poetic games, etc. I hold Paris like to unveil the future to you. Your open hand, the waist well in hand. Back to Kurt Schwitters, a couple minutes from the Ur-Sonata.
Ur-Sonat.
Prelude. Vom Spovotatza-U, Pogiv, P.E. U. First movement. Rin second of bay bay and skirmoos. Still two. Transition. Record of baby, record of baby. Development. Record of rin, second of rin, second of fofo. Record of rin, second of rin, second of pogif, pogif. Second of second of room, 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 room. Record of fump, 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 pasa. Finale. Fumspo, fumspo vo, fumspo ta, fumspo vo ta, au, ratata, ratata, tatata, tatata, second a baby, skirbu, fumspo, fumspo vo, fumspo vo,
That's the non-reader's condensed version.
It takes 25 minutes to do the whole Ur-Sonata, and you should listen to Kurt Schwitters do it. We have a marvelous recording of it. Asthmatic poem.
Once I made a poem out of sneezes. They were famous in drizzly Hanover. Home of symphonic sniffles. Sneezes of Wagnerian proportions. London. It was really big in London. Oh, they understood it. They understood my artistry. Oh, the land of Blake Snails. Wordsworth. Wordsworth thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. He wrote me a letter even. He wrote it in blank verse. Oh, I'm so inspired with the poetry of sneezing.
Chanson Dada.
This is the song of the Dadaists, whose Dada in his heart, he tore his mold apart. He had Dada in his heart. The elevator log, a king. He was a lumpy, frail thing. He cut his right arm to the bone, sent it to the Pope in Rome. That's why later the elevator had no more Dada in his heart. Ba-bum, 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 ba-ba. Eat your chocolate, wash your brain on Dada, Dada, gulp some rain. This is the song of the bicyclists who loved Dada from the start. She therefore was a Dadaist, like all with Dada in their hearts. But she, her husband, on New Year's Day, learned everything, and in a crisis sent to the Vatican right away the two bodies in three suitcases. Ba-ba, 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 ba-ba. Not the bicyclist, nor the man was ever happy or sad again. Drink some bird's milk, wash your brew sweets, Dada, Dada, eat some meat, Dada, 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 da, ratata, ratata, da, ra, da.
Thank you, Mark.
So he got his, your whistle. Do you want some of those, or do you want something else?
Yeah, you gotta have
those. Wants to.
Give him the H. Oh, I have a couple of D's.
Anybody else would like to help Mark? What you go through for this museum.
This is a collaboration by Richard Hülsenbeck, Marcel Joncourt, and Tristan Tzara. It is called L'Amiral cherche une maison à louer.
L'Amiral cherche une maison à louer.
Boom! Oh, oui. Boom! Boom!
Il déshabilla sa chair dans les grenouilles humides commencèrent à brûler. Gémit le cheval du serpent à Bucarest. On dépendra, mes amis, dorénavant. C'est très intéressant. Les griffes des morsures équatoriales.
My griffes!
Griffes! Griffes!
Mine!
Griffes!
Admirably!
Versuchetim!
Dimanche, deuxième point! Journal de Genève au restaurant!
In kein Schwan!
Le télégraphiste assassine!
Verwasser! Verwasser bracht Land.
I love the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Rouge.
Yellow. Bleu.
Yellow.
Rouge.
Yellow.
Bleu.
Rouge.
Yellow. Bleu.
Yellow.
Rouge.
He.
Bleu.
He.
Rouge.
He.
Bleu.
He.
La concierge
Im Closet Zumestein
qui m'a trompé, elle a vendu l'appartement que j'avais loué. Dans l'église, après la messe, le pêcheur dit à la comtesse: adieu, Mathilde.
Finvas Erzink.
Or, le train traîne la fumée comme la fuite de l'animal blessé aux intestins écrasés. La rue s'enfuit avec mon bagage à travers la ville, la métro mêle sans cinéma. La proie de « Je vous adore » était au casino du Sycomore.
Oh.
L'amiral
yes.
A rien
yes. 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 Yes.
L'animal yes. N'a rien yes. Trouvé.
We shall take a bow. We shall take a bow.
A data bow. We turn around. We bow that way.
One word from Kurt Schwitters to send you on the road. The gazelle trembles. The lions roar. The hyena shambles, but art gives more.